Today in our podcast, Email Marketing versus Text Message Marketing, by Amber Wilson, who is guest writer for Skills Middle East. Email marketing versus text message marketing. Our audience, known as millennials and Generation Y, are known as the always connected users. This is in today's fast living world an advantage for marketers to reach them on the spot when they want. Text message marketing seems to be the perfect medium to reach them everywhere, anytime with the right message. Let's have a closer look and compare email marketing versus text message marketing. As technology advances and new ideas bloom, it is more important than ever that people in the business field are competitive. They must constantly strive to reach their target market in the best way possible if they want to soar above competitors in the field. Once a customer has committed to giving you their email or telephone number, it is one step closer to converting them from a potential lead to a paying customer. To bridge the gap between lead and customer, you must decide on the most effective way to market your services. So, is email marketing or text message marketing better to sell your message? What is text message marketing? Text message marketing is a great way to ensure your messages get read, since 99% of SMS, text, messages are opened by consumers. They also require a lot less writing, since you do not have to write a clever introduction like a professional dissertation writer, or a conclusion. Essentially, these types of messages are used to offer discounts, tell the subscriber about promotions, or describe the recent news that could entice the customer into making a purchase. What is email marketing? Email marketing campaigns often contain similar content to that of a text message. Some use colorful graphics to get their point across, while others tell about recent news. They also have the aim of convincing leads or current customers to make a purchase. However, emails can often be lost in user inboxes, with only 22% of emails being opened on average. Major differences in marketing techniques: how to choose between SMS marketing and email marketing. There are several key differences between email and SMS marketing. Consider the following. Sourcing phone numbers. It seems that text message is the best when you want readers to actually open your message and see what it says. Before you can get consumers to review your writing like a professional writer would, they must give you their phone number. This can be tricky because the number of online scams can make people cautious about giving out their phone number. A great way to do this, according to Smart SMS Solutions, is to offer a value if the consumer texts a code to a number. They get the value, and you get to add them to your SMS marketing list. How many messages to send? Research shows that you should send fewer text messages than emails. This is because texts are more effective, and sending too many looks like spam. In general, send no more than 4 to 6 texts per month. Email, by contrast, requires you to send 16 to 30 emails per month, and even then only 28 to 33% of the messages are opened. Getting your message across. At one time, you had to send visuals like flyers or infographics by email, because text messaging did not allow it. Now, companies have the opportunity to use MMS, picture texting, for their customers who are appealed to visually. However, this sometimes comes at a higher cost for consumers. While emails do not cost more to open or send if there are graphics, email can be marked as spam and sent to the wrong folder. When this happens, there is almost no chance that you are getting your message across. E-commerce sales. Email marketing may also be the better choice for some e-commerce sales, since consumers are already online when they are checking their emails. In the age of smartphones, however, SMS marketing can be just as effective for e-commerce in some, but not all, cases. There are countless differences that set text message marketing and email marketing campaigns apart. Because of the higher level of sales that results from SMS marketing and the greater chance that the consumer will read it, it is the best choice in many cases. However, it does not work for all audiences, and you must convince a lead to give you their phone number for it to be an option. Writing topics thought of by professional writers and skilled marketing professionals must also be chosen carefully, because sending too many messages can be viewed as spam. The best thing to do is to analyze your customer base and how they are most likely to respond. Track your campaigns and learn which is most successful, then adjust your marketing campaign appropriately. Read more on our blog at www.skillsm.com/blog.